Welcome to Language by Literacy. My name is Joanne Herrera. I am currently a dual language coach in West Palm Beach, Florida. This podcast explores the power of language and education. Today we're diving into the world of dual language programs, an exciting educational approach that's transforming classrooms and communities. So what exactly is a dual language program? It's a way for students to become proficient in two languages while learning academic content. These programs are designed not just to teach a second language, but to build biliteracy, academic success, cultural understanding. Let's break it down. First, there's many different types of instruction, one of them being bilingual instruction. Students learn in two languages. One is typically the common domain language, normally it's English, and the other one might be Spanish, Italian, Creole, or French, whatever is the common language in that community. What's the goal? For students to be fluent in both languages. In the school that I'm at, we have English and we also have Spanish, since 90% of our students speak Spanish, majority coming from Central America, the Caribbean islands, and South America. Next, we have integrated classrooms. Dual language programs often mix students who are native speakers of the language. This creates an environment where students learn from each other's languages and they both have a common goal, which is to have two languages, to become bilingual. We also want to have a balance of the language being used. In many programs, students spend an equal time in each language, often being 50-50 split. Some other schools use other models like a 90-10 model or an 80-20, where one language gets more of the focus in the beginning, then it ends up being balanced out as they get older. Finally, these programs require a long-term commitment. Students usually stay in dual language classroom for 5 to 6 years, from K to fifth grade, and some students could pursue to continue to learn the language in middle and high school. This long-term approach helps them to develop a deep, meaningful proficiency in both languages. Now let's talk about the common models. One of the most popular one is the two-way immersion, which brings together native speakers of both languages in the same classroom. Academic content is taught in both languages, fostering the peers of learning and collaboration. There's also a one-way immersion, which focuses on students who speak one language but wants to learn a second one. And lastly, we have the traditional bilingual education. It's an approach in bilingual education where students first are fluent in one language, majority of the time their native language, which could be English or Spanish or Creole, and then they end up adapting into another language that they can be proficient in. But what makes dual language programs so special? Well, the benefit speaks for itself. Students often perform as well as or even better than their peers in traditional classrooms. There's also a big culture payoff. These programs encourage students to embrace and appreciate different culture, making them global citizens. And let's not forget the advantage of being able to multitask and retain information in two languages. Whether you are a parent or a teacher, or just simply curious about the dual language program, let's not forget that there's always an advantage, especially when I see my students, how they're able to process both languages, able to communicate with other cultures, with other students, and being able to relate and enjoy each other's company. So, thank you for being part of the Language by Literacy. Be sure to subscribe for more insight into the world of education and language learning. Until the next time, keep exploring and keep learning.